All right, we have Joshua Palmer today, LA Charger. Okay, how excited are you for the next season?
Very excited. There's a lot of hype going into it, especially with the new hire. Everybody knows the name, so I have no expectations, but I'm excited to see what happens for sure.
So Jim is in the building. Have you guys met? What's going on over there?
No, I haven't formally met him, but we did text. So once everything cools down with the Super Bowl, I'll probably go back in the office and go say what's up.
So what do you do? What's your guilty pleasure? Once the season's over and you have time to breathe and reflect, what's your guilty pleasure? Do you go on vacation? Do you go grab a big meal? What's your go-to?
Probably go on vacation. I just came back from vacation. I just try to take it easy as much as I can. Just, you know, see people that I haven't really seen all season, or get into new different ventures, just to allow myself to just take a break from football.
How much do you have to disconnect from things during the year to just focus on football?
I wouldn't say I have to disconnect. Like, I wouldn't say it's a lot. It takes a lot to disconnect, just because I know how important football is. So it's like a switch. Yeah, for me, it's as easy as a switch. You know, once football season starts rolling around, once fall camp, OTAs start rolling around, you just play with that switch and you turn it off, turn it on. So right now, it's off.
I know, you're very chill. I love that. That's good. So are you excited for Super Bowl?
I am. I'm excited to see who wins. You know, the Chiefs have been rolling, and so have the 49ers. So we'll see. Let the best man win.
Usher halftime show. This is going to be good. Do you think he's going to have any special guests come out?
I'm not sure about the guests, but I know the show is going to be great. I saw his show a couple times this last year, so I'm all ushered out. I think I could probably tell you every song that's about to play. I know the show is going to be electric for sure.
What would be your fantasy halftime show?
My fantasy halftime show, man, I'm not too sure. I have a lot of favorite artists. You're talking about for music, right?
Yes.
I don't know. Probably something to get people dancing. I mean, they do have Usher, so they're definitely going to get a lot of people dancing. I guess they always have people dancing at every halftime show, right? All the artists they bring has some type of little flavor to them. But I don't know. That's a hard question. I have to really think about that.
Yeah. So when do you guys go back to work? How much time off do you get?
You're talking about how much time off do we get before we go back?
Yeah.
A few months.
Oh, that's
Yeah, a few months. A few months for sure.
Do you ever go back and, like, watch different games and just kind of think, oh, I don't know. I don't want to say regrets because I hate that word, but you think, oh, if I did this instead. Does it ever, like, I don't know. I feel like it would be such a hard mental, I don't know, to get your head around, and I don't know. We all look back on things that we wish we went left instead of right. How do you deal with that?
I mean, you do it after every game. Every time you watch film, you see something that you could have done differently, that you should have done differently. But once you're in the off season, you're able to digest everything that happened. You watch it again, and you're just as annoyed as you were the first time you saw it, and you know you can't do anything about it. Especially because, you know, they're gonna bring it up again in new meetings going forward. Like, oh, you should have done this, and you're like, oh, I know. Like, it's like the 100th time I watched it, you know. But once it gets closer to camp, that's when I'll start looking at that again. Right now, I'm just not really into watching it, just because my head is not in it to watch it. So once we get closer to football season, I'll be more into it.
That's good. It feels like you have a good mental grasp on it, like it to be able to let it go and not let it bother you. That's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I can't change it. I can't change what happened, but I could work to a different result the next time it happens.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I love this. You are fabulous, by the way. This is everything. I know they can't see, it's radio, but I'm going to take a picture and post it.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, too.